In brief, we warm up this week until a Thursday, Friday next chance of snow. Sunday update. The storm did travel further south than originally thought, but a convergence line set up east of I-25 giving Firestone and Greeley and places north and south along that line a lot more snow than I-25 received. Longmont only got around 1 to 3 inches, figure 1 update, while Boulder, usually the snow leader, got less than an inch in most spots. We dry out and warm up until a possible Thursday, Friday T storm. Stay tuned. Figure 1 update. Snowfall totals up to Saturday 7 a.m. from Kokoroz. End Sunday update. Friday update. The storm is taking, literally, a right turn, and is digging deeper to the south. The winter storm watch that was in place has been downgraded to an advisory, below. Many of the bigger impacts that were expected will now move through New Mexico and southern Colorado. Sorry, if you were hoping for a big one. Winter weather advisory. Issued, 12:47 p.m. February 9, 2024 National Weather Service. Winter weather advisory in effect from 5 p.m. this afternoon to 11 p.m. Mountain Standard Time Saturday. Asterisk what? Snow expected. Total snow accumulations between 2 and 4 inches with a few locations seeing up to 8 inches, mainly in and near the foothills. Asterisk where? Portions of central, north central, and northeast Colorado. Asterisk when? From 5 p.m. this afternoon to 11 p.m. Mountain Standard Time Saturday. Asterisk impacts. Roads will likely become slick and hazardous. Precautionary, preparedness actions. Roads will be slick, resulting in slow and hazardous travel. Allow extra time to reach your destination. Monitor the latest forecasts for updates on this situation. Snowfall Roundup. WeatherUnderground.com TR2 GFS 2-3 inches, NOM 1-2 inches, Canadian 2-4 inches, Channel 7-4.5 inches, Channel 9-3.2 inches, Weather 5280, Matt M. 1-4 inches, AccuWeather 4-8 inches. My forecast, 1 to 3, is the best bet. Yesterday I thought 3-5 inches. End Friday update. Forecast discussion. Warm temperatures and scattered shower are the story for the end of the week. Friday will see increasing chances of snow showers, a coating in spots, one half in other spots, or light rain showers throughout the day. The next storm system picks up after 5 to 7 p.m. with rapidly increasing snowfall chances, figure 1. The snow will continue to dump off and on snow through midnight Sunday morning. This is fueled by a deep trough, figure 2, that is colder than the last one, highs closer to freezing than last week, see figure 3. This system, like the last, will pull a drink of moist Gulf air in on Saturday as well, figure 4. The storm begins Friday night and is rather local but persistent by midday Saturday, figure 5. I'll create the snowfall roundup tonight or Friday a.m., but you can see the models 48 hours out below. The GFS, figure 6, gives Longmont 8 to 10 inches. The Canadian, figure 7, 6 to 7 inches. Finally, the NOM puts us in the 5 to 7 inch zone, figure 8. While the Weather Underground model only gives us 4 to 6 inches, figure 1. Figure 1. The 10-day graphical forecast for Longmont from weatherunderground.com. Figure 2. The 500 MB upper air forecast map for Saturday PM from tropicaltidbits.com and the GFS. Figure 3. The 2-meter temperature anomaly, departure from average, forecast map for Saturday PM from tropicaltidbits.com and the GFS. Figure 4. The 2-meter temperature anomaly, departure from average, forecast map for Saturday PM from tropicaltidbits.com and the GFS. Figure 5. The surface forecast map for Saturday PM from tropicaltidbits.com and the GFS. Figure 6. The 10-to-1 snowfall forecast map for the next 5 days from the GFS and weather5280.com. Figure 7. The 10-to-1 snowfall forecast map for Saturday PM from tropicaltidbits.com and the Canadian model. Figure 8. The 10-to-1 snowfall forecast map for Saturday PM from tropicaltidbits.com and the North American model. The front range forecast. After this storm, we return to quiet 40s for high temperatures into next weekend.